Good day, everybody. Time again for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, hog futures blasted to new highs today, powered by technical buying and ideas that the country is finally turning the corner towards more manageable fundamentals. The cattle complex also sharply higher today with aggressive short covering, triggered by spillover bullishness from the lean hog market and the tall premium status of last week's feedlot trade. Corn futures several cents higher today as well, supported by follow-through buying and confirmation of extremely strong ethanol sales in October. The stock market mostly flat as investors fret over the federal government's next move. The Dow Jones is 13 points higher today, NASDAQ positive by 5. Live contracts seem to be stuck in the same old gear of indecision, but buying energy suddenly took hold around mid-session, no doubt boosted to some extent by the surging bullishness in the lean hog trade. And like their live counterparts, feeder issues got off to a sluggish start, yet bulls have really picked up, responding both to outside markets and the substantial premium of the cash index. Triple-digit gains dominate the market with prices currently 165 to 207 higher. And in grains, futures were mixed today with follow-through buying surfacing in soybeans thanks in part to a renewed rally in the Asian vegetable oil market. Otherwise, commodities taking a bit of a breather with a firm tone noted in the dollar. Corn prices a little lower today thanks to light profit-taking after Monday's short-covering surge. March futures traded in a range of less than 2 cents overnight, unable to break through the next level of chart resistance. Soybeans were higher as January futures tried holding a move above Monday's high. Futures saw light follow-through buying in Asia, then got a lift when palm oil jumped at the start of trading in Europe. Chinese soybean buying in a red-hot vegetable oil market on tighter supplies helped drive the fall rally. And wheat prices tried turning higher after mixed trade for much of the overnight session. That's it for your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.